Shishi. And Hashem says, since my anger is burning against the Goyim, I will make a shvuah to punish them. This way I will not change my mind. Ki, because of my anger, Esa El Shamayim Yodi, I will raise my hand to the heavens b'shvuah, v'omarti, and I will say, Chai Anoichi La'olam, just like I live forever, so too I swear to punish the Goyim. Im Shanoisi Birak Charbi, I will sharpen the blade of my sword until it will shine. Im Shanoisi, I will sharpen Charbi my sword, Birak, until it will shine. V'soiches b'mishpat Yodi, and my hand will grab hold of the Midas Hadin, the Midas HaMishpat. I will not look at the Midas HaRachmonis to have mercy on the Goyim. Oshiv Nokim Letzoroi, I will return revenge to my enemies. V'lemesanai, and to the ones who hate me, Ashalim, I will repay them. Ashkir Chitzai Midam, my arrows will become drunk from the blood of the Goyim. V'charbi, and my sword, Toichal Bosar, will consume their flesh. And this punishment will come to them because of their averos, which are Midam Cholol, because of the blood of the corpses of Klal Yisrael which they killed, Vishivya, and the captives of Klal Yisrael which they captured. May Roish Parois Oyev, from the beginning of the breach of the enemy. Not only will they be punished for their averos, but also for their ancestors' averos, all the way back to the beginning when they started up with Klal Yisrael. And at that time, Harninu Goyim Amoy, the nations of the world, will sing the praise of Klal Yisrael for sticking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when it was very hard during times of trouble. And they will sing these praises, Kidam Avodov Yikoim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take revenge for the spilled blood of his servants, the spilled blood of Klal Yisrael, V'nokom Yoshiv Letzorov, and he will take revenge against his enemies who stole from Klal Yisrael, V'chiper, and he will appease Admosoi, his land, Eretz Yisrael, and Amoy, his nation, Klal Yisrael. And how will Hashem appease Admosoi, his land? Through Amoy, through bringing his nation back to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Zok Rashi, ki esu el shamayim yodi, ki bacharon api, because of my anger, esu yodi el atzmi b'shvua, I will raise my hand to myself with a shvua. Rashi is bothered what the word ki means, and Rashi says, ki means because I am angry at these nations, therefore I will make a shvua, because once I make a shvua, I cannot change my mind. And Rashi also says, esu yodi el atzmi, I will raise my hand to myself, although the pasuk says, Esa el Shamayim Yadi, I will raise my hand to the heavens. Rashi is telling us that since the Kisei HaKovod is in Shamayim, so when Hashem raises his hand to the Shamayim, he is actually raising his hand to himself. V'amarti, and I will say, Chai Onoichi, Lashon Shvua, this is a Lashon of a Shvua. Just like I am alive, so too I will punish the nations. Kimoi, just like the pasuk in Parashat Shelach that says, Chai Oni Num Hashem, I swear that just like I am alive, says Hashem, Im loy kasher dibartem be'oznoi, if I do not do just like you said in my ears. Afkan, so to over here. Ani nishba chai anoichi, I swear, just like I am alive, so too will I kill the nations. Zok Rashi im shanoisi birak charbi, eshnan eslahav charbi, I will sharpen the blade of my sword, leman heyois leborok, in order that it will have a shine. V'soiches b'mishpat yodi, and my hand will grab a hold of mishpat din, lehoniach midas rachamim be'oivai, to leave alone the midah of mercy against my enemies, Sheheiro Lochem, who did bad to you. And if you will ask, why are the enemies punished? If Hashem wanted to punish Klal Yisrael, on that Rashi brings down the pasuk in Zechariah, Asher Ani Kotzafti Ma'at, I was only angry a little bit. The Hema Ozru L'Rol, and the Goyim helped out to bring out more bad on Klal Yisrael, and therefore they will be punished, and there will be no Minas HaRachamim in their punishment. And we are not Goyis the Dava Acher, and Rashi continues with the same pshat and says, V'seiches yodi es midas hamishpat, and my hand will grab a hold of the midah of din, lahachzik bo, to hold on to it, v'linkoim nekem, and to take revenge. Zok Rashi oshiv nokom, and although the divrei hamaskil is on oshiv nokom, Rashi is saying a new pshat in the words Barak Harbi. Lamdu rabbeisenu ba'agodo mitech loshen ha-mikro. Our rabbonim learned a divrei agodo from the words of this pasuk, Sheomar, where the pasuk says, "V'seiches b'mishpat yodi." Zok Rashi, "Loi k'midas basav adam midas hakadosh baruch hu." Hashem is not like a human being. Midas basav adam zerik ches v'ni yochel hashivoi. A human being that shoots an arrow cannot bring it back. Once it's in the air, he cannot return it. Hakadosh baruch hu zerik chitzoi v'yesh biyodi lahashivon ki'ilu oichsam biyodi. And when Hashem shoots an arrow, he can still return it as if it is still in his hands. Sharei Borok hu chitzoi, because lightning is Hashem's arrow. V'nemar kana, the pasuk says, Birak Charbi, Lightning is my sword. The sword of Hashem is lightning. The seiches b'mishpat yodi. And this punishment of striking with lightning is always in my hand. The hamishpat hazeh, loshon peronios. And the word mishpat in the pasuk is a loshon of punishment. And the pasuk is saying, berach harbi, my sword, which is the lightning, v'seiches b'mishpat yodi. This punishment is always in my hand. Even after I send the lightning out, I can still return it. So we see there is always time for tshuva, even till the last moment. Even though the lightning was sent out to strike somebody, a person can still do tshuva because Hashem can pull it back. Zakrashi ashkir chitzai, my arrows will become drunk, midam ha'oye, from the blood of the enemy. V'charbi, and my sword, toicha basar, will consume flesh, which means besarom, their flesh. Midam cholol v'shivya, zois ti elohem, this will happen to them, me'ovoim, because of the avera, dam chal le'Yisrael, of the blood of the corpses of Klal Yisrael, which they killed. V'shivya sheshavu mehem, and the captives which they captured from Klal Yisrael. Me'roish paros oyev, mi'pesha tchilas pirtzos oyev, from the crime of the beginning of the breach of the enemy. Ki kesha HaKadosh Baruch Hu nifra min ha'umois, because when Hashem punishes the nations, poiket aleihem avonam, he remembers their averos, va'avonos avoseihem, and also the averos of their ancestors, me'reishis pirtza sheparzu b'Yisrael, from the beginning of the breach that they broke through against Klal Yisrael. Zakrashi harninu goyim amoi, la'oseis man, at that time, yishbichu ha'umois es Yisrael, the nations will praise Klal Yisrael. Ru'u, look, mas shvacha shel umuzu, what the praise of this nation is, shedavku b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol atloy she'ovu aleihem, that they stuck to Hashem throughout all the troubles that happened to them, v'lo yazavuhu, and they did not leave Hashem. Yoidim hayu, back then they knew b'tuvoy, the goodness of Hashem, u'v'shivchoy, and its praise. Kidam avod of yikoyim, when Hashem will take revenge for the blood of His servants, which means shvichas demehem, the spilling of their blood, the spilling of the blood of Klal Yisrael. Kimashmoy, the way it sounds. Dam avodov means the spilling of the blood of Klal Yisrael. V'nokom yoshiv l'tzarov, and he will return revenge to his enemies. And Rashi is bothered that the pasuk already said that Hashem will take nekomo when it says kidam avodov yikoim. On that Rashi says, over there the pasuk was referring to taking nekomo for shvichas damim, for killing Klal Yisrael. And over here when it says v'nokom yoshiv l'tzarov, it is referring to al hagezel v'al hachomos, taking revenge for the goyim stealing from Klal Yisrael. Ke'inyin shenemar, like the pasuk says in Yoel, Mitzrayim l'shemama tiyeh, Mitzrayim will become desolate, ve'edom l'midbar shemama, and Edom will become an empty desert, mechamas b'nei Yehuda, as a punishment for stealing from the b'nei Yehuda. Va'omer, and the pasuk says, mechamas ochicho Yaakov, you will be punished because you stole from your brother Yaakov. So we see that there is revenge to the goyim for stealing from Klal Yisrael. Zakrashi v'chiper admosei amoi. This means v'yispayis admosei ve'amoi. He will appease his land Eretz Yisrael and his nation Klal Yisrael. Alatzori she'avru aleihem, because of the troubles that happened to them. V'she'osa lohem ha'oyev, and for that which was done to them by the enemy. V'chiper lashon ritza v'pirus. This means a lashon of appeasing. K'moi, like the pasuk says, achap raponov, which Targum explained, anchine l'rugzei, I will appease his anger. V'chiper admosoi, and he will appease the land. Umahi admosoi, how will he appease the land? Amoi, through his nation. Kisha'amoi misnachamim, artsoi misnachemes. When his nation is appeased, when Klal Yisrael is appeased, his land is also appeased. V'cheinu oimer, and so does the pasuk say, Rotziso Hashem artzecho. Hashem, you have appeased your land. And the question is, Bameh rotziso artzecho. How did you appease your land? On that, the pasuk says, Shafto shavus Yaakov. You return the captivity of Yaakov. By returning Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, you have then appeased Eretz Yisrael. And up till now, Rashi explained some of the previous psukim as speaking about the enemies of Klal Yisrael, the Goyim, and some of the psukim as speaking about Klal Yisrael. For example, Pasuk Chav Ches, Ki Goy Oivar Eitzois Hema, they are a nation without any council, is referring to the enemies of Klal Yisrael. And Pasuk Lamed Beis, Ki Migefen Stoim Gafnom, their vine is from the vines of Sidoim, and their fields from Amoira. This is referring to Klal Yisrael's sins. Rashi now brings down another pshat. The Sefri explains these psukim differently. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya argue concerning this. Rabbi Yehuda darish kula keneged Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda darshins, all these psukim are talking about Klal Yisrael. Rav Nechemya darish kula keneged umos. Rav Nechemya says all these psukim are talking about the goyim. Rav Yehuda darish kula keneged Yisrael. Rav Yehuda darishes all the psukim speaking about Klal Yisrael. And this is not much different than the way Rashi explained the psukim, because Rashi explained most of the psukim as referring to Klal Yisrael. And therefore he explains Pasuk Chavav and Pasuk Chav Zayin that says, Amarti Afehem, I said that I would scatter Klal Yisrael, K'moy Shepirashti, the way I, Rashi, explained it earlier. Ad, until the end of Pasuk Chav Zayin that says, V'loi Hashem po'al kol zois. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Pasuk is explained as follows, and this is the way Rashi explained it earlier. Amarti Afehem, I said that I would scatter Klal Yisrael and cause their memory to cease from man. I would have destroyed them totally were it not for the fact that the Goyim will take credit for their victory and say, Loi Hashem po'al kol zois, this was not Hashem's doing. So those two psukim are referring to Klal Yisrael, and that is the way Rashi explained those two psukim earlier. Now, the next psukim, psukim chof ches through lamed aleph, which start with the words, Ki goy oivad eitzois heima, Rashi learned earlier that it is referring to the Goyim. They, the Goyim, have no wisdom to understand that this is all from Hashem. Now Rashi explains that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is referring to Klal Yisrael. And Rashi explains the psukim as follows. Ki goy oivad eitzos heima. The nation of Klal Yisrael is lost from counsel, which means, ovdu toirasi, they lost my Torah, shehi lohem eitzu nechoina, which was to them proper counsel. Ve'im bohem sevuna, and they do not have understanding, lehisponein, to understand, echa yirdav echad mina umois. How is it possible that one non-Jew can chase elef mehem, 1,000 of them, 1,000 Jews? Im lo kitzura mecharam, if not for the fact that their god Hashem sold them. Hi lo kitzureinu tzuram, because their gods, the gods of the Goyim, were no match for Hashem up till now, and suddenly Klal Yisrael is given over into their hands? How is this possible? Logically, it must be because Hashem gave them over to the nations. Hakol kemoy shepirashti, everything is the way I explained earlier, atachlisei, until the end of the Shira. Because Rashi explained all the other psukim as referring to Klal Yisrael, like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Rashi does not have to say it again, because he explained everything like Rabbi Yehuda, except for those four psukim. Psukim chavches, chavtes, lamed, and lamed aleph, which Rashi explained earlier was referring to the Goyim, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, this too is referring to Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Nechemya darsha klapia umois avdei elilim, and Rabbi Nechemya explains all the psukim are referring to the Goyim. And now is where Rashi has to tell us a new pshat in the psukim, because Rashi explained most of the psukim as speaking about Klal Yisrael, and now according to Rabbi Nechemya, he will explain how it can be referring to the Goyim. However, psukim chavches, chavtes, lamed, and lamed aleph, Rashi already explained earlier that this was referring to the Goyim. Those psukim he was explaining like Rabbi Nechemya. And that's why he says, Ki goy oivad eitzos heima, which is the beginning of Pasuk Chavches, K'moy shepirashti tchila. That is the way I explained earlier, because Rashi himself explained it earlier that it is referring to the Goyim. Ad v'oivenu pelilim, until the end of Pasuk Lamed Aleph that ends with the word v'oivenu pelilim, that is all referring to the Goyim. And the Pasuk is saying that the Goyim do not have any wisdom to understand that all this is from Hashem. Ki migefen tzdoim gafnom. Rashi earlier said that this is referring to the Averis of Klal Yisrael, which is like the vines of Sedoim. Now Rashi tells us, according to Rabbi Nechemya, it means, Kimi gefen stoim gafnom shel umais ovdei elilim. We are referring to the Goyim. The Goyim's Averis are like the vines of Stoim and Amoro. And what Avera are we referring to? We are referring to the Avera mentioned in the previous psukim that said that the Goyim will not attribute the greatness to Hashem, but rather to their Avodah Zarah. And that's why Rashi says, Umishad mois Amora, and from the fields of Amora. What does that mean? V'lo yosimu libam litlois hagdula bi. They will not attribute the greatness to me, but rather to their gods. And that is what the Pasuk means, that their vines are like the vines of Sedoim, and their fields are like the fields of Amora. Anovei moi inve roish, their grapes are bitter grapes. Husha Omar, this is what the Pasuk said earlier, Lule kas oyev ogar al Yisrael, were it not for the fact that the anger of the enemy is stored up against Klal Yisrael. The bitter grapes, which the Pasuk is referring to, is the Avera that the Goyim have, that they hate Klal Yisrael so much, lehar ilam, to poison them, ulaham riram, and to embitter them. Lefikach, therefore, their punishment will be, ashkelois meroreis lomoi, bitter clusters of grapes to them, lahalit oisam al masha oslubanai, to feed them these bitter grapes because of what they did to my children. Chamas taninim yenom, their wine, the goyim's wine, will be as bitter as the bitterness of the venom of a snake. Muchan lahashkoisam, it will be prepared to give them to drink. Al masha oisim lahem, for what they did to Klal Yisrael. Kamus imadi, and Rashi earlier explained that kamus imadi means that the averis of Klal Yisrael are stored with me, and Hashem will not forget them. Now Rashi explains, kamus imadi oisei hakois, this cup of punishment to punish the goyim is stored with me. Shenema, like the pasuk says, ki kois biyad Hashem, the cup of punishment is in the hand of Hashem to punish the goyim. La'eis tomet raglom, Hashem will punish them when their feet will falter. Kinyan shenema, like the pasuk says in Yeshaya, tirmesena rogel, the feet of Klal Yisrael will trample the goyim. When the goyim's feet will falter, Klal Yisrael will trample over them. Ki yodin Hashem amoy, and earlier Rashi said ki means when, and yodin means he will punish. And the pasuk was saying ki yodin Hashem amoy, when Hashem will punish his nation Klal Yisrael. After he finishes punishing Klal Yisrael, then yisnechem, he will reconsider and start doing good to them. Now Rashi explains ki yodin Hashem amoy, b'loshen zeh, according to this pshat, mishamesh ki yodin, the words ki yodin mean b'loshen daha. The word ki means because. Ve'ein yodin loshen yisurim, and yodin is not a loshen of punishing like in the first pshat. Elokamai ki yoreves rivam, Hashem will fight their cause miyat oishkehem, from their oppressors. And the pasuk is saying, why will Hashem destroy the nations? Ki because yodin Hashem amoy, Hashem will fight the cause of his nation Klal Yisrael and destroy the goyim. Ki yira ki ozlas yad, because he will see that the hand of the goyim is constantly going against Klal Yisrael. Ve'omar e Eloheimoy, and according to Rashi's first pshat, the pasuk meant that Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, e Eloheimoy, where is your God that you worshipped? According to Rav Nechemya, the pshat is like this: Ha'oyev yoimar, the enemy says, e Eloheimoy shel Yisrael, where is the Jewish God? I don't see him around. Like Titus the Rasha said, when he cut and stabbed the Paroiches. Like the Pasuk says in Micha, Vatera oyavti, and my enemy shall see, Usechase busha, and they will be covered with busha, Ha'oimor Eli, for having said to me, Aye Hashem Alekecha, where is Hashem your God? So we see the enemy says, Aye Hashem Alekecha. Ru'u ato ki ani anihu. Oz then, Yigal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshuasoi, Hashem will reveal his salvation of Klal Yisrael to the nations. V'yoymar, and he will say to the nations, Ru'u ato, see now, ki ani anihu, me'iti bos aleim haro, it was from me that the evil came upon Klal Yisrael, u'me'iti, and from me, tovoi aleim hatova, will come upon them the good. Ve'ein miyodi matzil, and there will be no rescuer from my hands. Mishi yasel eschem in haro, asher ovi aleichem, there will be nobody who can save you from the evil that I will bring upon you. Ki eso el shamayim yodi, according to Rashi's first pshat, that all the psukim up till now were basically referring to the punishment of Klal Yisrael. And first now the pasuk is starting to talk about the punishment of the goyim who harass Klal Yisrael. Therefore the pasuk is saying, Ki es el shamayim yodi, Hashem says, I will lift up my hands to the shamayim to make a shvua to punish the goyim. However, according to Rabbi Nechemya, that all the psukim over here were talking about the punishment of the goyim, so why would the pasuk now in middle start talking about Hashem making a shvua to punish the goyim? We were talking all along about punishing the goyim. Like the pasuk said earlier in Pasuk Lamed Beis and Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Chamas taninim yenom, their cup of punishment will be like the venom of a snake. So why would the pasuk now, in middle of talking about the punishment of the goyim, start saying again that Hashem will raise his hand in a shvua to punish the goyim? Therefore, Rav Nechemya has to learn differently. And he says, Ki esa el shamayim yodi means, Kemoi ki nasasi. Ki esa does not mean I will raise, but rather, my hand, my shechina, was always raised. Tomid ani mashchem mokam shechinasi bashamayim. My shechina has always been resting in the shamayim. Ki targumai, like Targum says, Afilu cholosh lemala, even if a weak person is above, Vigibor lemata, and a mighty person is below, Emas ho'elyoin ala tachtoin. Still, the fear of the one above is over the one below, because the one who is higher has a greater advantage. The Kolshkein, and all the more so, Shegibor lemala, when the mighty one is above, V'cholosh milmata, and the weak one is below. The pasuk over here is saying that Hashem has two milas, because he is the Gibor, he is the mighty one, and he is also above, where he has the advantage of being higher than his enemies. The pasuk is saying, Ki esa el shamayim yodi. Yodi, my shechina, is above in the shamayim, and therefore I can punish the goyim at any time. Yodi means makom shechinasi, the place of my shechina. Kemoi, like the pasuk says, ish al yodoi, each person in his place. So too, Ki esa el shamayim yodi, yodi, my place, my shechina, is always in the shamayim. V'hoye biyodi li parim mikem, and I have the power to punish you. Aval amarti, but I said, shechai anoichi la'olam, I will live forever. Eini memahir lefroya, I do not have to rush to punish, v'fishiyesh li shoyis bedavar, because I have plenty of time in this thing. Ki ani chai la'olam, because I exist forever. U'medoris achroinim ani nifra mehem, and in a later generation I can punish them. And I have the capability to punish people who are living and people who are dead. Melech basav adam, a king of flesh and blood, shu hoylech lomos, who eventually will die. Mimahir nikmosa lihipora b'chayov, he rushes to take revenge during his lifetime. Kishema yomos hu, because maybe he will die. Oy oivai, or maybe his enemy will die. V'nimsa, and it will come out, shalayro nikmosa mimenu, that he did not see the revenge against this person. Aval ani, however, I, chai la'olam, exist forever. Ve'im yamusu heim, and even if the enemy will die, ve'eni nifra b'chayehem, and they will not be punished in their lifetime, epara b'moisam, I will punish them in their death. So according to this pshat, the pasuk is saying, ki esa el shamayim yodi, since my shechina is in the shamayim, I have a lot of power, but still I do not have to punish you right now, ve'omarti, because I can say, chai anoichi la'olam, I exist forever, and I can punish you at any time. Im shanoisi berak harbi, harba im yesh she'enam tluyim. Many times the word im does not mean if, it is not conditional, but rather it means when. Im when. Kishe eshnam berak harbi, when I will sharpen the blade of my sword to make it shiny, v'soiches b'mishpat yodi, and my hand will grab hold of the midas hadin to punish the enemies. K'moshe pirashti lamala, everything in that pasuk is like I explained earlier. Because those psukim, Rashi explained, was referring to the punishment of the goyim. And so is the pshat according to Rabbi Nechemiah.